The Marquis de St. Paul passed away in 1860 and evoked on May 16, 1861, at the request of his sister, a member of the Parisian Society. Evocation.
I'm here.
Your sister has asked us to evoke you because even though she is a medium, she has not yet developed sufficiently to have confidence in herself.
I shall respond as best I can.
First, she wants to know if you are happy.
I'm in the errant state, and this transitory condition never entails absolute happiness or punishment.
Did it take you a long time to come to your senses?
I was confused for a long time and came to my senses only to bless the compassion of those who had not forgotten me and had prayed for me.
Can you say how long your confusion lasted?
No.
Who were the relatives you recognized first?
My mother and father. They greeted me upon my awakening and introduced me to the new life.
To what would you attribute the fact that during the last moments of your illness, it seemed as though you were talking with persons who had been dear to you while on earth? Before dying, I had a revelation of the world I was about to inhabit.
I was clairvoyant just before my death. But my eyes fogged over at the moment of final separation from the body because the fleshly ties were still quite strong.
Why did your memories involve those closer to your childhood?
Because the beginning of life is much closer to the end than is the middle.
How so?
I mean that, as if in a consoling mirage, those who are dying remember and see their purer and younger years. It is probably due to a similar providential reason that the elderly, as they come closer to the end of their life, sometimes have a precise remembrance of the tiniest details of their earliest years.
When referring to your body, why do you always speak about it in the third person?
Because I was clairvoyant, as I have already stated, and I clearly sensed the differences between physical and mental conditions. These differences, linked together by the vital fluid, become highly distinguishable to the eyes of dying persons who are clairvoyant.
This is a uniquely particular presented by the death of this man. During his last moments, he would say, "He is thirsty and needs something to drink. He is cold and needs to be warmed up. He has pain in this or that part, etc." And when someone would say, "But it is you who are thirsty," he would respond, "No, it's him." This displays the two existences perfectly. The thinking self is in the spirit, not in the body. The spirit, when partially detached, regarded his body as a separate individuality and rightly said that it did not belong to him. Thus, it was his body that needed a drink and not his spirit. This phenomenon may also be observed sometimes in somnambulists. What you said about the errant state of your spirit and the duration of your confusion implies that you are not very happy, and yet, your qualities as a person would indicate quite the contrary. Moreover, there are both happy and unhappy spirits in the errant state.
I am in a transitory state. Human virtues are assigned their true value here. This state is certainly 1,000 times more preferable than that of my earthly incarnation. But I always aspired to what was truly good and truly beautiful. So my soul will not feel satisfied until it soars up to the feet of the Creator.